we acknowledge God and we have the respect of God, of Jehovah God, because he's called us into this wonderful grace by his son Jesus Christ, so that we can live and move and have our being. And we are seated at God's right hand, where there's joys and there's pleasures forevermore, and he wants us to experience all his joy and love. You know, when he sent Jesus Christ into the world, you know what it says, joy on earth and peace and goodwill to all men, like joy. And we got that joy within us. We got that Holy Spirit of God within us, so that we can really live the heavenly life. And so God wants us to manifest heaven here on earth, and we do that by being led by the Spirit of God. We know in Romans 8:14 it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So let's walk and live as the sons and daughters of God. Let's walk and live and manifest all the wonderful heavenly benefits that are ours in Christ. Let's not focus on the force and the words and the narratives of the world, but let's orientate our minds to God. And God says he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because we trusted in thee. See, when we trust in God, we're not moved by what we hear, see, smell, taste, or touch in this world, but we know the true heavenly realities are more truer than the things that we see with our physical eyes. And greater is he that's within you than he that is in this world. So we need to live that out. And as we practice the things that we're learning, hearing and seeing, then we start to experience ginosko. You know, we start to know these things by experience, by doing. And like in the book of Acts, it says all that Jesus Christ began both to do and teach. We do and teach. We speak those things that we have experienced by God by walking out on those great and precious promises, like God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. The world and tradition will have us look at the things that are going on. And there's a lot going on right now. But you know what? We're above those things. Our faith is what we live by. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. We keep our minds there. God is a faith God. And he really wants us to have positive, healthy thinking and speech. Let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable before God. So when we speak words of life, we speak health, we speak wealth, we speak success, we speak peace, we speak healing. We speak those words that God is working in us. Jesus Christ, he lived and he moved in the power of God. And we want to live and move in the power of God. We want to live in the power of God. We don't want to live by our knowledge of what we understand of this world, but we want to live on that higher understanding, the spiritual understanding, that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Paul prayed it for the church. He said that God may give unto you the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of whom? Jesus Christ. How did Jesus live? How did he walk? What was that Spirit of God in him? What did it contain? And I was reading a record and it just blew me away, and I could see the parallel from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and it's very simple and it really blessed me. And this is how Jesus Christ walked. He lived and he moved and he had his being in God, and God wants us to live and move and have our being in him. When we seek him first, we don't have to worry about money. We don't have to worry about our health. We don't have to worry about if the world is going to war. God is going to take care of us in every situation. So we train ourselves to stay with God every day. We rest in him. We don't try and figure the things out ourselves. Our natural default is to try and work things out for ourselves. How are we going to overcome this? How are we going to get through this situation? But God says that you go to him and you cast all your cares to him. You be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So, and Jesus taught this, and God also says in the epistles, when we ask, that word ask is to demand. You can make a demand on what Jesus Christ accomplished for us, because it's your birthright, it's your inheritance now. You can use your inheritance now in this world. And you do it based upon what Jesus Christ done. This is your sonship. You are righteous before God. You are justified. You are sanctified. You are redeemed. And you have the words of ministry of reconciliation. You have the rights to healing, rights to abundance, rights to peace. These are your rights and your benefits. And God says, why are you not using them? Please, my children, use these wonderful benefits. They've been freely given unto you. They're yours. All things are yours to enjoy. And our carnal mind, sometimes we might feel tired. Sometimes you might be kind of pressured with different things going on. But when we bring our mind and focus to God and who we are, then we can start calling those things which are not as though they were. Jesus Christ taught his disciples what he done. What did he teach them? You say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, believe in your heart and doubt not, and you shall have whatsoever you sayeth. And when you pray, ask. Give those desires to God. Give those problems to God. Not only do you roll your burdens upon the Lord, and he will sustain you, but he says, give your desires. What do you really desire in your life? What do you want to see happen? God wants you to be very fruitful when you can. And it starts with you going to God. It starts with you looking only to him. And in Isaiah 11, I want to read this because it's really great. Prophecy concerning Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 1, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear or respect of the Lord. See, this wisdom, understanding and counsel and might and knowledge isn't worldly wisdom, understanding, counsel, might or knowledge. This is God's wisdom, understanding, counsel, might and knowledge. And it starts when we look to God, when we honor Jehovah with our life, when we acknowledge him in all our ways. And it says he shall direct our path. And in first 3 it says, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, or the respect of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, physical eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove the equity of the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. See, righteousness, that right standing with God, that right living, those right heavenly words. And, you know, and he was of quick understanding. Now we have the Spirit of Christ in us. And we've got that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ when we're orientated to God. And that's where we live the abundant life. The abundant life isn't in material things. That's an evidence of us living the abundant life. So when we're walking with God, we will manifest this success. We will manifest health. We will manifest prosperity. We will manifest being that blessing, because we are blessed to be that blessing. And God really wants you to enjoy this life. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and what? Forget not all his benefits. He's forgiven you all of your iniquities. He's healed you of all your diseases. He's redeemed your life from destruction. He's crowned it with loving kindness and tender mercy, so that your youth is renewed like that of the eagles. And he's made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. He's making known his ways unto us, guys, and his acts. Is as we do, we will see the power of God manifest. Is as we speak forth those heavenly words from God, wherever we are and whatever we're doing, and we're witnesses of the power of God and what God done through Jesus Christ by being led by God. See, we give honor to God. All the glory goes to God when we're being led by that Spirit, because it's nothing from us. We don't want to take credit for anything. Not our knowledge, not the wonderful teachings we might get together. We want to give glory to God. And we do that by being led by God, by encouraging other people, by ministering the healing with signs, miracles and wonder, and following those that believe. The speaking in tongues is very important. We need to speak in tongues like a house is on fire, raging fire. We got the fire of the Holy Spirit within us. We're the house, and we need to get that flame glowing white hot by speaking in tongues, by keeping that focus on God. Have you ever noticed when you're not speaking in tongues, it's because you're being distracted with the things of this world, the cares of this world? Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe God, believe also in me." You know, the peace he said I give you is not from this world. Okay, so we got that. We got everything given to us in that Spirit of God. God has provided everything. And if we're walking by it, there will be glory to God by fruit, by people being added to the church daily, such as should be saved, people being healed, people being delivered, people being raised from the dead, blind eyes being opened. This is the heart of God. Like, he wants all men to be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. So we got to give them something that the world ain't offering. And what we give them is words of life, words of edification, words of comfort. And we got to be focused, and we got to be serious. We all have our individual relationship with God, but he wants it to play out in this world that we're living in. He wants your environment to be totally on fire, that when people come within 10 feet of you, they want to know what you're about. They want to hear what you got to say. They're just drawn to you through that Holy Spirit that is within you, and that's available. I remember getting a tattoo in New York, and one of the believers there wanted to pay for me to get this tattoo on my hand, and he said, "This guy that's going to do your tattoo is a friend of mine, but he's not really interested in God." And he said, "So, like, don't waste your breath." I kind of shared everything with him, and what he really done was, he's, you know, he was sowing seed. He sowed seed into this guy. So I just respected what was told me, and I sat in the chair while he began to do this tattoo, and I kept silent. And the guy stopped, and he said, "I just have to stop." He said, "I feel a great presence and peace about you. What's that?" And this opened up the door for me to speak the words of life to him. And he believed. And I was so thrilled. You know, so we don't judge after the seeing of our eyes, or go by our own understanding. See, someone might tell you something that they don't believe, or they're not interested. But who knows the heart? God knows the heart and the way to get to that heart. It's just really, really powerful. So speaking in tongues is, I encourage you from this day forth, speak in tongues more than you ever done. Ask God to help you. Ask God to remind you. Now, getting back to the honoring God is phenomenal. Because we honor God, what we give is, we're giving it to God. That's the point. And God will direct you where to give that. And when you give, you're giving it to God. You've got to remember this. When you sow your seed, you're honoring Jehovah God. And he's the one that is going to multiply your seed sown. He's going to increase the fruits of your righteousness. And he's going to cause you to abound to every good work. And God is faithful. And he will not let you down. Like Danny and Amber said, they've not even thought about the things. Everything's been taken care of. Not just money, but with their relationship, with wonderful open doors. This is the least area where we use our faith. And to really, the next thing is to really open your mouth and let God fill it. God says, "Open your mouth and I will fill it." He wants to speak by your mouth. He's got many things to say. And the words that he gives you to speak are so perfect that it ministers to the needs of the hearts And when I was witness to, no one opened a Bible to me. But they showed me the power and the love of God. They showed me very simple way. It's about faith. Faith is that it's not that we see the things with our physical eyes. Like, I didn't see Jesus be crucified. I didn't see him be buried. And I didn't see him be raised from the dead. I wasn't there. But when someone told me about it, I believed. That's faith. I didn't see it, but I believed the words. The words I'm speaking to you now, if you receive them to your heart as the words of God and do it, it will be effective in you. It will produce fruit. And I can say that very confidently because I know the ones that have been doing that have been producing fruit. I also receive words gladly to my heart. I take them as the words from God, not as the words of men. And I've become very productive by the grace of God. By these wonderful words which are living energy, which God wants me to know right now, to live and move and have our being in this day, this time. And we got the scriptures which confirm all these things. All these things I'm saying to you, it is written. It is in there. And God is the one that opens this wonderful scripture, graphe, understanding up to us. And all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, is beneficial, right? We need right instruction. What I'm speaking to you right now is instruction. Now, you can either receive it with meekness or you can blow it off. Oh, I know much more better than you. I know what the scriptures say. Or you can receive these words like it was the words of Jesus Christ speaking to you. What would you do if this was Jesus Christ here right now speaking these same words? Would you receive them? You say, oh yeah, because I know he's Jesus. Well, is Christ in me the hope of glory? Is God energizing me to speak these words? And, you know, God wants you to really benefit. And he wants you to really be successful. He wants you to come up levels in your walk and in your thinking and in your speaking. Because he's saying to you today, I've got much more for you to do. I've got much work. Many are called, few are chosen. There's many called, many born again. But the ones that are going to really move, the ones that receive the words gladly, the ready people. Because there's people that are ready right now, and there's some people that are not ready right now, but God's working with the faith. Just like he did with Moses, he worked with Moses' faith. He worked with Abraham's faith. Moses wasn't ready straight away. Abraham wasn't ready straight away, was he? He had to work with their faith. Joshua, he wasn't ready to fill the shoes of Moses. God had to work with his faith. God had to give him words of encouragement. And then when he was encouraged, what did God say? You know, the words that I'm giving to you, you meditate upon them, you mutter them, you say what I'm saying. God wants you to repeat and speak like him. Not like the world, not like our partners, not like the next door neighbor, not like Boris Johnson on the news, or anyone like that, whoever your president or prime minister is. God wants you to speak his heavenly words. He wants you to say what you want, not what you see. He wants you to speak those words of life. Because why? In Ephesians 1, what does it say? This is Paul. Now, Paul spoke this. This wasn't written down when he spoke it. It wasn't recorded anywhere. But God gave these heavenly words to Paul. It's a letter he wrote to the church at Ephesus, right? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God to the saints which are... Oh, I know that, Paul. Who does he think he is? You know, like writing this letter telling us what to do. You know, I know God too. I've been around just as long. You know, I met Jesus. And to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. See, it's always grace. It's always peace from God. He's never judging you when you do something wrong, because everything's been paid for in Christ. He doesn't see you after the flesh. He sees you after the spirit. And that's how we should see each other. First three said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, past tense, blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Those eulogia, those wonderful words from God. God has spoken every single spiritual blessing in your life. That's who you truly are. And the scriptures show you who you truly are when you go and look at them, right? And then, but that's not enough. You need to walk in that. So you just begin to walk. You go to God, Father, I really want to walk with you. I want to be led by the Spirit of God, like Paul was exhorting in Romans chapter 8. I want to walk like my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to be led by the Spirit like Philip was when he joined himself to the eunuch. I want to speak like Paul did when he opened his mouth in front of the audience. I want to be led by the Spirit like Peter and John when they were on their way to the temple to pray, and then they raised this guy from not being able to walk that was lame. God, you give me the leaders, you give me the laborers. Jesus said, look, pray for the laborers. We all love Jesus Christ. He's our Lord, he's our Savior and our Master. And we want to follow what he says, right? Which is also in the church epistle. We want to do like he did. And greater, because that's what he said. By revelation from God, see? So, God is with you, and God is working in you. And God has really worked with our faith through this year. Many people that have been practicing what we've been encouraging, they are very blessed. They're seeing a difference. Eyes are opening up from traditional ways and from old practices which didn't produce much, to now becoming fruitful. Because it's God that's doing the work. It's not us. We are nothing in and of ourselves. It's our wonderful Heavenly Father and what he's done through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the grace. He just needs people that are going to orientate themselves to him and be led by him. He wants to lead you guys. He wants to lead you into the work that he's before ordained given to you to do. You can't find them by yourself. You know, Jesus Christ to fulfill every prophecy while he was walking the earth. If he didn't have the Spirit of God in him, he wouldn't have fulfilled it. Because God led him. He was at the right place at the right time, and he fulfilled every prophecy spoken about him, what he would do. And he knew where he was. He knew he was at the right place at the right time. And when we're led by God, we know that we're at the right place at the right time. And God can reveal that to your heart. So God really wants you to connect to him, look only to him, connect where he wants you to connect, honor him where he shows you, where you're being fed. Speak in tongues much, use that spiritual ability, build up that inner man, and have a great expectation for 2022. God says, have a great expectation, whatsoever you desire. Give a voice to it. What do you want to see in 2022? Laborers, many people being added to the church, many testimonies of healing, deliverance, people getting healed from COVID, people being raised from the dead who's died of it. Because we got the power to do it, because God invested it in you. And he says, now use this ability, this spiritual ability, and be blessed. And don't doubt a word that's been spoken here. But receive it, do it, and then teach it to others. So that's what I wanted to share. So God bless your heart.